Praise the Lord. This is an honor to be here in front of the saints of God, and I thank God for this wonderful opportunity that God has given us. I don't know if you believe on a divine appointment, but I do, because this is a divine appointment for me. And I thank God for this wonderful opportunity. Before I share a little bit about the work that we do in India and how we came to know the Lord, I would like to introduce my brothers to you, and I request them to please come forward and introduce themselves and what they do briefly, so I can go ahead and share about the work that we do in India. I know I have a very little time, but I'm trying to stick with that and share what God has done in our life. So quickly, I would like to them to introduce themselves. I request Pastor Vivek to come forward and introduce himself.
Praise the Lord. My name is Vivek Dupte, and I'm from India. I'm assistant pastor in Good News Church, Latur, and also I look after orphanage that we have in Latur. Thank you very much.
Praise the Lord. My name is Samuel Dupte. I'm living in Maharashtra, India, and I'm a pastor in a leprosy colony. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. I really wanted them to introduce themselves because this is their first time. And we'd like to tell you that we were not able to go to English school because of financial condition of our parents. But by the grace of God, God has given us this language so we can come here and share what God has done in our life. So the ministry is called Be'er Sheva Ministries, and we've been involved with Zion Fellowship since long time. Our main connection was Pastor David Wallace and his wife. We call them uncle and auntie. They have been a blessing. I personally, you know them since my childhood. I've seen them. You know, they're sharing the word of God with in Maharashtra and all over the India. But whenever they came to our area, it was a blessing to see them. I don't know if she remembers or not, but she used to bring that small some kind of synthesizer or some instrument, and she used to play and sing in Marathi also. That was a blessing for us. But I would like to just briefly share about the work and how we came to know about the Lord. My father, one who started the ministry, he comes from a Hindu family, and they were living in a small village where there was no electricity, no good house, and literally they were begging on the street for their living. Every day they were going out and asking food, begging food on the streets in the every house, because they come from an untouchable community. And in those days, I'm talking about 60s, 70s, in those days they never had an opportunity for the untouchable to come up from that caste, from that position they were in, because they were all, always, you know, pressed down from the higher caste people, never had an opportunity to come out of that casteism, and untouchables were not allowed in going to the high caste people's houses. They were not allowed to drink from their cups or anything like that. So they were living in a poverty, extreme poverty, that they had to beg on the streets in the houses to for their daily living. But one day somebody obeyed the Lord. An evangelist came into the village, and he started distributing the books, started distributing the tracts, and he was distributing the book according to Gospel of Luke. And when my grandparents received that book, they thought this is another God, because in India they serve 333 million gods. So everything they see, they think that this is a God. So when they received this book, an evangelist was telling them, this is about God, this is about Jesus, and he will bless you, and he will bring blessings into your life. So when they received that book, they thought, this is another God has came to us, which will bless us. So they received that book, they took it to home, and literally they kept it on the shelter, put the garland around, burned the incense, and this whole family used to worship that book, thinking that this book will bless us. This is another God has came to us, and he will bless us. But when my dad went to a school in a different city, he was able to read and write there, and then he came in contact with some Christians there. And when he came back, he started reading that book. And then that's where he came to know that this book is not to be worshipped, but the God of this book, who is Jesus, that need to be worshipped. And this is where we came to know about Jesus. It was a wonderful testimony because somebody obeyed the Lord. I just wanted to make that point clear to you that somebody obeyed the Lord. Somebody went to that village and shared the gospel with our family, and that's how we came to know about Jesus. Otherwise, we were in that extreme poverty. We were not able to come out of that poverty, but somebody obeyed. Somebody went to that village. If he would have said no, we would have never heard the name of Jesus. But he obeyed. He went there and shared the gospel. After receiving the gospel, after completion of the school, my dad went to a Bible school and he completed a BTH there, Bachelor in Theology, 4 years training. And when he came back, he started serving the Lord in state of Maharashtra, reaching out to the people. But as he was serving the Lord, he found there is something missing in his life. His ministry is not effective. Something is wrong. Because he's doing everything, he was reaching out to the people, he was trying to evangelize the people, but he wasn't satisfied with that. So he was thinking, you know, what is that missing inside me? He went and talked with one of the lady that was a missionary from California. She was a leprosy technician there and she was working there. So he went to her and asked, you know, sister, I've been serving the Lord faithfully, everything is good, but something is missing in my heart. And that lady shared, you are missing a Holy Spirit in your life. But where Dad studied, the Bible college was, they were not talking, telling him about the Holy Spirit. They rather talked about against the Holy Spirit. They said the Holy Spirit work has been done. There is no more Holy Spirit. So he never knew about the work of the Holy Ghost. So when he asked that sister and asked, how can I get this Holy Spirit in my life? How can I be satisfied? So she said, there is a conference happening up north. So I'll help you to go there and you can pray there. There, ask the people, how can you receive the Holy Ghost in your life? So my dad and my mom, they went up to the North India for the Pentecostal convention, and there was a 3 days convention. While they were having a meeting, one day pastor preached about the Holy Ghost and he gave an altar call. So my mother and my father went ahead and the pastor started praying for them. And my father, filled with the Holy Ghost, and started speaking in tongues. He was speaking in tongues for hours and hours. And after 3 hours, he wanted to speak in Marathi with my mother. And when he opened the mouth, Marathi is our mother tongue. And when he opened his mouth to speak with my mother, he was speaking in tongues again. And that was a first experience for him of the speaking in tongues. And he thought that he might have gone wrong, mad, or something is gone wrong and he might have gone mad or something. So he decided to leave the meeting and go back into the room and sleep. That was his first thought. Then he went back to room. He covered up himself and was trying to sleep. When he was trying to sleep, God gave him a vision. In his vision, he saw that millions of hands raised towards the heaven and worshiping the Lord. And stage was empty. Nobody was there to talk to them. And God told him, I'm making you that person to go and preach the gospel to these people. They were waiting for the truth. They were waiting for somebody to come and preach to them, tell the truth to them. And God told him, I'm making you that person. Go and tell the gospel to them. And Dad asked, who are these people? I don't know. These are many people. Millions of hands are there. I don't know who they are. And God told him, these are your people. These are your people from your community. They are spread all over in the Maharashtra. And I want you to go and reach out to them. When God spoke to him from the Romans chapter 11 verse 14, which says, if by any means I may provoke to emulation them which are my flesh and might save some. In other words, in other translation it says, you know, go to your own brethren and somehow bring them to salvation. Dad asked to God, you know, somehow means how, God, how can I bring them to salvation? And God said, somehow bring them to salvation. When Dad asked him, somehow means how, by giving them food, God said, yes, somehow. By clothing them, God said, yes, somehow, bring them to salvation. And this is where we got the vision and started working in Maharashtra state. Maharashtra state is the third largest state in India, which has 40,000 villages. And our vision is to reach those 40,000 villages with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And somehow, we're going to do that. Because till today, we were able to reach 15,000 villages with the gospel of Jesus Christ. There are 25,000 more villages to reach. But we know that nothing is impossible with God. Because God has already promised my dad that he will be with you. And he will help you to reach out to those people. And God told my dad two words that he got into his heart, which is trust and obey. Because my dad asked the Lord, you know, this is unbelievable. I cannot reach this many people. They are spread in 40,000 villages of Maharashtra. How can I reach them? And God said, trust and obey. Those two words God said, and when dad heard those words, dad said, God, it is only trusting and obeying you. Anybody can do. And he started working among the people, the Hmong community, which was untouchables, but God chosen him to reach out to those people, and he is doing it faithfully. The same vision we are carrying with him, myself and my brothers, and taking care of the ministry, reaching out to the people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. We have 30 churches right now with us, and we still wanted to have church in every village of Maharashtra. Those are 40,000 villages. It seems impossible sometimes, but nothing is impossible with God. And we praise God that Zion Fellowship has came along with us in a long time. Pastor David Wallace and sister, they both have came along with us to hold the seminars in state of Maharashtra, because there is a great need of teaching the word of God to those people, those pastors. Because what has happened in the past, we were not able to learn in the Bible colleges, because the Bible colleges were in the English, and we were not able to go to the Bible colleges. So the pastor went for 6 months or 1 year. After they came back, they started ministry, and God flourished their ministry, and so many people are coming to the Lord. But problem stays of the education. They do not have a good Bible education, so they struggle with that. And we're really thankful to Pastor David Wallace and Zion Fellowship that they were able to come to us and teach our pastors, give them a good teaching. 4 days, 5 days seminar we hold, 400 pastors came together, 300 pastors came together, and they were able to learn the word of God effectively. Now they're serving the Lord. I was just sharing with Pastor David Wallace this afternoon when they were having the seminars with us. Since that time, you know, people haven't forgotten. I'm talking about 98, 99, 2000, 2001. Since, you know, that time, people haven't forgotten the wonderful teaching they have received, and they are using it in different parts of Maharashtra state. So we praise God for the wonderful things that God has done through you people. When I see here, you know, by the grace of God, you know, I was able to come here and receive this wonderful teaching. We miss this. We have lack of this kind of a teaching. But praise God that God was able to bring us here. You know, there are five, Dr. Brian Bailey's five books were translated into Marathi. And that was a blessing. We still using that. And they are wonderful blessing to the people to receive that teaching in my own language. You know, they were translated with the help of the Zion Fellowship, and we really thank them for that wonderful thing that they have done. Dr. Brian, I had a privilege to hear live Dr. Brian Bailey in Pune, Maharashtra, when we hold the conference in 2003-2004. And it was a pleasure for me to drive him around, bring him to the conference. And I count that a pleasure. I count that a blessing in my life to get to know that man of God personally, to hear him personally, because he has been a blessing. You might don't know about the India. Zion Fellowship has been a great blessing in our country, in Maharashtra state, in other parts of India. You guys have been, you brothers and sisters have been a wonderful blessing to us. And we request you to kindly be connected with us. It's been a long time. I was talking to Pastor David Wallace. It has been a long time. I think it has been a 10, 13 years that they haven't been to us. I was ordained by Pastor David Wallace, by Pastor Tim O'Connell and Pastor Tagbana when they were having a pastor's conference there. So I have been ordained by them, and I count that as a big privilege for my life. 2002 or 3, that in I was ordained by them, and since then I'm in the ministry, and God is using us. We would like to give you an open invitation to all of you. You know, in any point of time you are thinking about India, or God has put India, a burden about India in your in your heart, please do come, and we are there. Your brothers and sisters are there to receive you and use you in the ministry. So please do pray, because there are 25,000 more villages to reach with the gospel of Jesus Christ. There are thousands of pastors who need a wonderful teaching that you have. Just please do not keep it for yourself. Come and give it to our pastors. They need that great encouragement. They need this pure word of God. They need this pure word of God. We're lacking that. And we request you to please pray for Beersheba Ministries. If you want more information about our ministry, please come and talk to me. We have cards and information about your ministry, about our ministry. We really appreciate Pastor Tucker for giving this wonderful opportunity to share about the work, what God is doing there in India. And we also thank you, Pastor David Wallace. Special thanks to Karam family. They have been a blessing to us. And Pastor Dan Karam was the divine appointment for me to be here at this conference. I didn't know about the conference until I met him, and he told me there is a conference going to happen. And I was able to come along with my brother, and this is a privilege for me. Thank you so much.